Everybody, just I want to let you know that we will have, a mixed event. We have people online, so please use your earphone to listen. Many thanks and to be here. And I just want to tell you that I'm really happy because I am surrounded by friends that are committed from various parts of the world and various backgrounds. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues and friends, it's really my pleasure to welcome you to today's discussion on ensuring a safer, inclusive digital environment for all children, leaving no one behind. First, I would like to thank the permanent missions of France, the United Arab Emirates for co-sponsoring this event and for their continuing leadership on this issue. The protection of children from violence in the digital world is one of the top priority of my mandate. As you know, you have a continuum also taking into account the continuum of violence online and violence offline. And this is very important to take into account, and also the intersectionality between violence against children and violence against women. This is why this year I have focused really my report to the Human Rights Council that I submitted yesterday on this topic. As you know, you have 1 in 3 children who are users of internet, and they are more and more younger. And what I stressed yesterday, and you know all of you, that while the internet, social network, and all that offers new opportunities for children to learn, to reach, to discuss, to express their concern, also expose them to various risks and harm. And this includes a big list. You have cyberbullying, harassment, online sexual exploitation and abuse, exposure to violent and sexual content, promotion of suicide and self-harm. You have hate speech, trafficking, and other forms of exploitation, recruitment into criminal, armed, or violent extremist group, fraud, and identity theft, among others. And to date, we still lack comprehensive data on the nature and the scale of all these forms of violence against children online. But the information we have already is alarming. For example, in a meta-analysis of international studies made by WHO recently, we saw that 15% of children reported cyberbullying victimization. In 2021, the U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received 29.3 million reports of child sexual abuse and exploitation online. Comparative research from 11 countries across 4 regions found up to 1/4 of children had seen online content related to physical self-harm in the past year. Up to 1/5 of children reported encountering online content on the site. We know that violence against children online is vastly underreported and vastly underprosecuted. And we know also that the impact of online violence is long-lasting, impacting the dignity, the development, and the mental health of children. Yet, we have many actions that are ongoing worldwide. We have a sound normative foundation, guidance, wide mobilization of stakeholders addressing various forms of violence against children, but we still need to do more and maybe differently. Because an adequate response to this full range of risks that children face online requires leadership, deeper commitment, accountability from every component of the system. And in today's discussion, we'll hear from different parts of that ecosystem. But before you allow me, we start the first panel discussion, we will hear from the most important stakeholders, children themselves. Before presenting my report to the Human Rights Council, I met 500 children during 1 weekend from the 5 regions. And here, it's really important what I learned from them, their concern, but also they are taking initiative and they are really part of solution. And I asked, some of them, really, the moderator, to report. So without further ado, please. And during the video, just please use this one. If not, you are not going to hear.